really, you can go right out to Walmart for $199 and get you a new laptop. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it's what you're comfortable with. Yeah, you still have to move your pictures and stuff like that, you know, which is not hard. I mean, you can buy a thumb drive for next to nothing. But, you know, it just depends on the convenience factor, is what I tell people. Really and truthfully, the computers I use, you know me, I mean, I'm not going to spend a lot of money on them, because if I'm sitting out at your transmitter site programming something and I drop it on the ground, I'm not going to buy a $600 laptop. I'm going to buy a $200 laptop that, yeah, I'm not going to like it. It's going to upset me for a minute, but I'm not out a bunch of money.
Yeah.
You can spend a lot of money upgrading, and especially if you follow Microsoft, you can spend a lot of money upgrading. So I always recommend to people that if you're comfy with the computer you have and it's doing what you need to do and it's still getting security updates, now if it's past and it's, you know, like if it's a Windows XP machine, I know you're comfy with it, but I'm sorry, you need to change it.
Yeah.
You know, we did that here. You know, whenever they died, we went through and updated everything. But if you're comfy with it, I'm fine if you want to keep the older machines.
Sure. That's one of the things. And by the way, if somebody has a question for you after the program, the number they should call?
217-408-0001. Easiest number in the book.
You got it. With regards to PCs and laptops, is there anything a PC can do that a laptop cannot?
Yeah. I mean, there is certain things. I mean, most things that everybody does on Facebook and email and stuff, no, there's no difference. Gaming, video editing, music editing, stuff like that, a lot of PCs are better for it because you can put a better video card. You know, you can put a really nice video card in a PC, where a laptop, you can get them custom built, but man, they're expensive. And once you put them in there, they're pretty much set.
Mm-hmm.
So I always tell people, you know, my son, my oldest boy, is working. It's, yay, it's a great day. But he told me, he goes, "Dad, I want to get a laptop." Okay, you know, he goes, and I said, "I'm not going to let you get anything that's, you know, $2,000, because in 2 years, it's still just as useful as one as $300. I mean, it really is. The software is still the same. It still does the same. And for what he's wanting to do with it, he, you know, I'd much rather him buy, you know, a nice TV and stuff for his room than mm-hmm. to do that. That looks better. But yes, you can do more with a PC as far as hardware. You can put more drives in it. You can put a better video or multiple video cards in it. I mean, you can do those things. Where a laptop, you're kind of locked into that small chassis.
And I like your idea of look at what you're going to do with it.
Yeah.
You know, if you are going to transport it around, if it becomes a work computer and it's constant transport, do you want to carry around a one that's $750?
No, because the other thing is, too, and you know this from back in the day when you had laptops, you go and you buy a $500 or $600, $800 laptop, they're bigger laptops and they're heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are. Yeah. I mean, for what it's worth, the ones at Walmart that are $200, $249 weigh about 4 pounds. I mean, they're really light. And like I said, yes, it's upsetting when you drop them. I've done it.
Yeah.
I've dropped one actually in your transmitter center
before. Yeah.
But you know what? I'm not out $1,000. I'm out a couple $100. The other thing is, too, and we've done this for your staff, is refurbish. If you're just going to be using it just to get on the internet to write some letters and to do some work stuff, and you don't need the latest, greatest, fastest, go on Amazon or go on eBay or go on Newegg or whatever you like and buy a refurbished one. Some of the laptops we use for your reporters, they were $100.
Yeah.
I mean, and are they the latest, greatest, fastest? No, but they can type a letter, they can send email, they can get on Facebook. Or that's all we really need. If that's all you're going to be doing, and you don't have to do video editing and, you know, just all this, there's no point in spending all that money.
So we go from PC to laptop, and now the next step would be iPad.
Yes.
Which I use a ton.
Yes, a lot of people do.
But again, it's how I use
it. That's right. And that's the thing. It's like, I have a nice laptop at home, and I'm thinking right now it's in my truck. I haven't turned it on in months because I use my phone. I have a Note 8. I love my Note 8. In fact, I actually broke it this weekend, and I got a new one coming today. So I always recommend the insurance. I always do. It just depends on what you use them for. I mean, the iPads, my daughter has one. She loves it. You know, I'm not a huge Apple fan. I just, they're nice, but I like the Androids a little better. But it's what you're used to. But if you're just going to be getting, as you know, you get on, you write email, you look at some stuff, you might listen to our stream, whatever, that's really all you need. And you can download apps and play games or, you know, watch movies with the grandkids.
That's one of the things we're going to get into next. Again, if you've got a question along the way, 243-4351, Rob Thomas is with us from DT Technologies. We've said it before, and we mean it. No question is dumb.
Absolutely.
Believe you me. Send me an email, gscott@wlds.com or info@dttechnologies.com. Back with more after this. Back on the air, Rob Thomas is with us from DT Technologies. You talked about apps right before the break, and it's one of the things I wanted to get in this morning. 243-4351 is a phone number, by the way. I went through my iPad this morning, and I eliminated about two or three apps. Because I said, before I do this program today, I got to look at the apps I've got. Mm-hmm. Which ones am I using? Mm-hmm. Which one am I not using?
And what are you giving away?
Yeah.
I recommend highly that if, say, like you, like this weekend, I downloaded an app on my phone called Magisto. It's a video editing app that I'm real big through Pause, me and the family are. And we made some videos for some of the dogs. And it was a great way to do it. But I'm done using it. So I got rid of it. And, you know, I mean, so if you have an app that you just go download a solitaire or, you know, some game, you know, or Bejeweled or whatever, if you're not using it, it still knows, by you agreeing to install it, it still knows location. It still has access to the physical drive. It still has access to your contacts, to your camera, your microphone, a lot of those things that you just, you're playing a game. And I've said it many times, I know on here and many times to my clients, if you're not paying for it, you're the product. It's using that information to collect data, advertising, pretty much anything that it can get because you agreed to it. The paid apps, I mean, I know nobody likes paying $2.99 or 99 cents or more, but those actually do, they limit what they can do because you're paying for that product.
Oh, really?
Yes. You can actually turn off location. You can actually turn off camera access, microphone access, but some apps you have to have it, like on that Magisto app, just for instance. You have to have, it's a video software, you have to have camera access, so you have to give it. Now, you can turn it off when you're not using it, but once you eliminate it, but that doesn't stop there. Say you download a free app and it says, oh, do you want to connect with your Facebook account, or do you want to start a free account? If you're not using it anymore, go get rid of the account. Go to Facebook, go into your apps, into your settings in your apps, and turn off where they're even... Because even though you no longer have the app, you gave them permission to look at your Facebook, your public-facing Facebook profile. Mm. And so anything you make, they can still see. It's still collecting advertising data. 95% of the people in the world never do that. I'm guilty of it just as much as anybody. But every once in a while, I'll go, you know, I'll just go to my apps on Facebook, you know, and look, and I'll be like, man, I haven't had that for a year. And it was still collecting data. And once you turn it off, then it can't have access anymore. You know, you can actually tell them to delete your data.
Let's take this from extreme with this question. But 10 apps compared to 40 apps. Is 40 apps using more power from your phone? Is it
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. iPhones are a little better on this. They are. You can actually go into your settings, in the general settings, and turn off apps so they don't run in the background. Now, what that means is CNN. The CNN app.
Yeah.
You get, basically, you'll get like news alerts, stuff like that. If you turn that off, you won't get those things. I'm pretty sure you can live without them.
Yeah.
We did for years without them.
In fact, I don't have them.
But yeah, the more stuff you have on your phone, especially free programs, the more is running. I mean, I can restart my phone, and I'm pretty good on mine. Yours too. Mm-hmm. You can restart it, and on an iPhone, you double tap that home button. And there's everything that's running. I guarantee you something is running that just starts up automatically. On my phone, I can almost guarantee just restarting, there's 10 to 15 apps that start up automatically.
When you turn off those apps, you go in your settings and you turn off those apps, does that mean you can't access them the next time you
want? Oh, no. The app will work just fine. It just no longer broadcasts and uses data and power in the background. You're turning off the background services. Because the other thing is, too, not everybody, You may. I don't know if you do, but I have an unlimited data plan,
mm-hmm.
Which unlimited to AT&T, U.S. Cellular, Sprint is 22 gig. That's what you get. Which is, I have five phones on it, and I don't hit it. So we're okay. But not everybody has that. Some people just still have the 2 and 3 and 6 gig plans. Well, if you're driving down the highway and CNN is constantly going out and checking, and then eBay and then Amazon, mm-hmm. that's data. That's using your data whether you know it or not. So, I mean, not only using power, but you're using data. And some smaller cell plans, if you have a 2 gig plan, I can burn 2 gig in a day easily.
Common sense tells me that videos take up more room than photos.
Yes.
Common sense tells me that many of us have way too many photos on our phone.
That you never look at again.
Yeah.
I'm just as guilty of it. In fact, I was out of town for a few days, and on the flight, I went ahead and just decided to clean out, and I bet I had 6,000 photos. And I was just like, wow, I didn't, because I'll take a picture of a product ID or something, and then so I don't have to bend down to look at a computer. I'll take a picture of it. And I can look at it, and I just forget to delete it. I bet I had 100 of those. It's just, you take pictures. I highly recommend it, because then the other thing you're doing, too, is you're backing that up. Most iPhones use iCloud.
Mm-hmm.
Most Android phones use, Google Photos. Well, you're backing all that stuff up. You're sending it places. And it's fine. It's a great thing. Until you break your phone, like I did this weekend,
mm-hmm.
and I'll put a new one in. Well, all that stuff's got to download again, and it takes time. So, I mean, if you don't need it, and don't use it. I mean, just get rid of it. Get rid of old apps that you don't need for the privacy problems. I mean, you know me, I'm pretty big on privacy.
Yeah.
But just for, if you're not going to use them, why have them? Why? I mean, here's the thing. Say, like, if you download a game and you play it and play it and play it and then you don't, get rid of it. Well, what if I want to play it again? Then go download it again.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, it's not that hard.
It was free the first time.
It's always
gonna be free. Yeah.
Free 50 free is always free. I mean, my kids do it all the time because I get notifications when they download apps because we have a shared Google account. That way I can monitor my children and know what they're doing. And I see, we downloaded Baseball Boy, and then 3 days later we deleted it. And now we're going to download it again at 2 a.m. on a Saturday. You know what I mean? and they do that. But, I mean, if you don't need it, you don't need it. It's fine. I mean, there's no reason to have it on your phone.
Talk about rebooting routers. When we come back, Rob Thomas, our guest from DTE Technologies, 243-4351, gscott@wlds.com, info@dtetechnologies.com. Back with more after this. Oh. Back on the air, Rob Thomas, our guest this morning from DTE Technologies. I said beforehand, you said, we have a saying out here that I say that I won't say on the air, but I say off the air. And he told me, and I thought this is a perfect application for that. You said NFC, AFC reboot routers?
Yep. What it was is there was a giant notice that went out about a week ago, 10 days ago, from the FBI and the NSC and a lot of security experts, SANs. They highly recommend everybody just walk over to their router, to your cameras, to your Alexas, everything, your Internet of Things. Unplug it, count to three, plug it back in.
Hmm.
And, the mysterious Russian hackers, I mean, this is where this came from. It came out of Ukraine. They figured out a way to cache the information that comes out of your routers to be able to send poisoned data to send you to places where you don't want to go. Unwillingly. To take your identity, to bank accounts, everything. I mean, they recommended a day of reboot, everybody. I mean, I literally, for about 3 hours, logged into every client I had, reboot everything, just turn it all off. You can do what they call a soft reboot, where you just, hit the button. But the easiest thing to do for your average home user is walk up, unplug the power, count to three, plug it back in, give it a minute, and you're back right where you were.
Mm.
What it does is it flushes that cache out, the stuff that the router holds for you. It gets rid of all that, makes it download a new DNS list, makes it look for firmware upgrades. And also, I highly recommend, if your router, Mediacom's been really big about this the last week. If you go online and it says, hey, your router needs to be upgraded, follow the steps and upgrade it. It's two or three clicks. You agree? Yes. do it.
But there's that sense, is somebody sending me this?
It is. It's your internet provider.
Okay.
Royale did it down in Waverly. I've heard of a few Frontier people getting it. A lot of your routers that you go to Walmart and buy, or to Best Buy, or you get from Amazon, automatically tell you, hey, there's an upgrade. It'll pop a little ribbon at the very top of your internet browser.
So within the last 2 weeks, if you have not unplugged your router and plugged it back in, do it now.
All you got to do is just unplug it, count to three, plug it back in. Because what you're doing is a router builds up history of what you do. You're going to Facebook. Instead of going out to the internet and looking up where Facebook is all the time, it just knows. It remembers that. It gets rid of that cache, that DNS cache, and just deletes it all. And makes it go download a new list that no longer has those poison sites in it. That's the issue.
You know, it's the toughest thing, particularly for senior citizens, when to believe something, when not to believe it.
And that's the thing. It's, if you don't know, I don't know if this is real, don't do it.
Yeah.
Just don't. If it's a legitimate update or a legitimate fix, it'll keep coming up the exact same way. It won't pop in your internet browser and then show up on a pop-up on your desktop. It won't show up. It'll just, it's the same way every time.
So if somebody has a question for you once this show is over, the number to call is?
217-408-0001.
And if you don't want to talk to Rob personally, and I can understand that.
Me too.
info@dtetechnologies.com.
Yes.
All right, very good. We've got CBS News coming up next. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.